Welcome again to Nova Gaia Love. I'm Rachel Dragonheart, and I'm here with our wonderful guests, the Fae and the Angel. Oh, we have so many wonderful things of happening in this great time of transition of love. We keep learning and expanding and growing. I wanted to talk a little bit today about a letter that I got in the mail. I was so excited because it was a letter directed to me, and it was a really thick envelope that looked very important. I felt really important when I opened this letter. The letter had my name on it, and it was full of pages. It felt very important. So I began to read this letter, and come to find out, I have been selected to join a secret society. Apparently, there's a group of people that have been watching me, and they see my good deeds. And they know that I'm intelligent, and they feel that I have something that I could change in my life, and that they could make me better. What? So I kept reading this letter. It says, I urge you to read every word carefully. This letter is truly life-changing. Oh, it made me excited. Again, I know what you're thinking. This can't be real. It must be some kind of scam. Well, wait a minute. I was always taught in life, if you speak your truths, they're out there. Did this letter just come out with its own truth from the very second line? This can't be real, it must be a scam. Let me assure you, everything I've told you about this is genuine. It is not a joke, a gimmick, or a hoax, or a come on, or a con job. And you don't have to commit anything in order to get this one-of-a-kind gift, the likes of which you've never heard before. And this is free? Come on, I mean, I've spent thousands of dollars on classes and lectures and gone places for teachers. I can't believe that this one-of-a-kind information that I have earned for this secret society to contact me is going to give me this life-changing abundance and clarity for free. Was it my father that says nothing in life is free? Yes, it probably was, because I believe that the greatest things in life are free. Love. And unlimited. So this letter goes on for 7 pages to convince me, to guilt me, to tell me how to stay young and energetic. All I have to do is apply to the secret society. America? World? Are we still stuck in conspiracies? Are we still stuck in a time where we have to have others tell us the secrets? Or are we entering into a time where we don't need a secret society anymore? We don't need secrets to be kept from each other. Shouldn't abundance and love be for all? But according to this letter I got, I have the ability to expand within their group, within their society. And yes, if you're wondering if our members ever get tighter, the answer is yes. Before too long after joining us, you'll be ready to meet with us as an esteemed member of the quote society. Are we still playing games? Are we still trying to create something out of fear? Guilt? Anxiety? So as honored as I am to be an initiate for this new, actually they said it's a 100-year-old organization, I have to ask the fairy and the angel. Do I take this opportunity of a lifetime for free?
Let's see. I think it's time for me to check in with my Nova Gaia energy self. And it tells me, nah, you don't need this. Oh my goodness. And I bet it tells you just how special you are and how chosen you are. Page after page. Oh, are those 7 pages single-sided or double-sided?
Oh, it's a single, double-sided, no spaces. It really is about as thick of a... Oh, I'm sorry. It's not 7 pages. It's 11 pages. Front and back. And it will change your life, Rachel. I guarantee it. Sincerely, Mom. Mm-hmm. Becoming wealthy and powerful has never been easier.
Yeah.
There is the... Really, the word, easy. wealth, power. Oh, ouch. Ouch, that hurts. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you, Kay, but just, you know what, when I hear these things, it just puts up warning, blinking red lights. What do you want? Where do you want to manipulate me? Where do you want to take power away from me? Because in this new age that we're in, that we're entering, this is about keeping our power, working together, but not in a secret society. You know, it's all about transparency. It is about love, and it's about all of us putting our love out there, what we know out there, so we all can grow. It's not secret anymore. This is, it hurts, to be honest. It's coming, it's going for people, and it's going within us, to that spot within us where we feel insecure, where we feel like we need a boost. And it's trying to manipulate us, pulling triggers, and making us insecure about ourselves. Only with someone else we can stand in power. Only with somebody else. Somebody else tells you probably also how to be in power, to manipulate. And you just hold your power to yourself, and you know within your own clarity where to take these things. The more you become within yourself, hold that power within yourself, the more you can easier recognize that the manipulation that goes on, the truth of these letters, the truth of what people are telling us. As you stand in your own truths, we can recognize it immediately for what it is, and can make choices that benefits truly ourselves and the world. You know, it's a full moon is today. This is what this is about. It's about growth, where we grow ourselves within a world, within the context of being part of this world.
People are so vulnerable right now. We've lived through a historic moment in time. Not just a moment, but a historic year, a historic years in time. And people are especially vulnerable. They've lacked that human touch literally, physically, but also socially. So coming to someone and saying, you've been chosen, you are special, is wonderful. But once you add, you must keep this a secret, it makes me think of predators, of pedophiles, specifically pedophiles. What do you say? Oh, little boy, little girl, you're special. A lot of young girls will be told they're so mature by the 30, 40-year-old man. You're so mature. You're not like the others. Shh. Our relationship is our little secret. Don't tell your mother. Don't tell your father. Don't tell anyone. And that's a dangerous place to go. That is such obvious manipulation, and it's going after people at their most vulnerable. Because we all have an ego boost. We all do want to be special, and truly, we know we all are special. We all are unique. But to want to have power for, what is it? I've seen this letter. It tells you that you will be able to get anything you want from people, that you will be able to have the lover of your dreams. You'll get anyone, even a past boyfriend, girlfriend, to love you. Oh my gosh. That's very, very dark, very, very evil, very, very evil, very old energy, but they're couching it saying, this is wonderful, this is special. You'll have power over others. Generally, they're trying to have power over you.
It's not just this letter, though. I see this on Instagram. I see this on Facebook. I see this in emails that I get. I see so many spiritual organizations promising, offering, encouraging through guilt these messages. You can become closer. You can have more power. You can cast a spell and bring in more lovers, power. What is this about? How long can we be manipulated?
Does that raise the people you're having power over? Does that empower the people that you're bringing in to be your lovers? Does that show love? Does that show respect? Does that show honor? There is a better way. There is such a better way.
This comes from a perspective of that there is not enough, that we are not enough. Entering this new age of love, putting love to ourselves, to everything we do, shows us that we are enough, that there is always enough. We are abundance. Look around you. Just there is always enough. And this wants to take this knowledge and twist it into that there, you have to get from somebody else what you don't have, whereas all you have to do is open up yourself and receive what is there. There is enough. You are enough. I am enough. We are enough.
So I say, the Nova Gaia, the book that we wrote, the prophecy map of Nova Gaia, is undoing secret societies. I believe in our book, in our podcast, in our blogs, in what we put out into the world, is to show you, listener, you, the individual, that the secret society is life. That these secrets no longer need to be kept, but instead shared joyously, openly, so that every being can have everything that makes them happy. I feel that these letters, this advertising groups, are still creating lines of us and them. Why not step into the Nova Gaia love, step into this new era of the now that's for all? We all are one. And the happier, the more that we uplift those around us. I had an experience with other spiritual healers, with other groups, who every time something great happened to me, they would bring it down, or they would lessen it, or not share in my joy. And it always would make me feel bad. And then all of a sudden, my excitement for whatever it was would go away. And it wouldn't come back, and I wouldn't get lessons or learn different things, because then suddenly I felt guilty or icky or gross about it. And again, it was because of what others' perspective put on me. But as I step into this new energy, with again the moon helping me clear away old patterns, as I let go of what I was and accept that that made me who I am, I'm not going to deny my past. I'm not going to whitewash it or forget it. It was described to me once by UK, I believe, as my can of worms of what I was and what I've done. And yet I can either look at it as an icky part of myself and stare at each of these worms and mull over them as that I was a horrible, awful person and I could get stuck in the worms themselves and become one. Or like Kay told us in a story earlier, and actually, well, maybe Kay, I'll let you tell the story instead of me ruining the end. Kay, tell us.
I had a vision last night. I woke up suddenly, wide awake in the middle of the night. I wasn't too happy about that. I went out to the living room, and there was some moonlight coming through the window. So I lay in the moonlight and just let spirit take me where I needed to go. What lesson? Why am I awake? Why am I here right now? And I went into a healing session. I couldn't quite understand if I was the one being healed or the one doing the healing for others. It was both. But it was like doing an online healing, like I do for others. And what I saw first, and I had forgotten this part, Rachel reminds me now. First, I saw someone with like the body of a beetle, a hard chitinous, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but a hard shell, shiny, black and green, kind of pretty, but very, very hard. And it was all the defenses that had been created over the years against pain. And I saw those defenses fall off because they're not needed in the new energies. They're not needed in the Nova Gaia. They are unnecessary because those things can't hurt you. And all it does is create a barrier and wall you off and keep others out, including that love and that energetic touch. So that fell away. That was the initial part of the healing. But then I could kind of see, and I couldn't really feel little things hitting one after another. And all I could say was like, ow, 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 like wasps coming one by one and hitting, but I didn't feel a sting. I didn't feel pain, or spitballs coming, zinging at you. Ow, ow. I didn't feel it, but I knew it was there, and I still had that ow reaction. I guess as a habit. And so I had to ask, what are these pains? What are these ows? What's causing this? And I started to see from my life different times when other people have hurt me, when situations have hurt me, when I've hurt myself by thinking negative thoughts about myself, or putting myself in a box of I'm not good enough, or I really screwed that up, I'm such an idiot. All these different things, at times when I really just fell flat on my face, did something stupid, maybe a work situation that I was an idiot about, whatever, but it's stupid things, ow, ow. And I thought, okay, well, maybe it's time to heal some of these and really focus on something and let it come up and go deep into that. Why is this still hurting me? Why am I still seeing this and feeling this? And I heard, well, if you really go into it, that's gonna open a whole can of worms. And I saw a can. And then I was handed an old-fashioned can opener, like a kind from before my time, with a little hook, like maybe you've seen it when people go camping, little hook that goes into the can and all around the edge. And so I opened the can and I looked in and the worms were alive. And I actually thought, how they survived the canning process, we'll never know. But I looked at them and I realized I didn't have to deal with them. What they were there for was to be poured into the soil of my garden. They are there to aerate the soil, to amend the soil, to prepare the soil for growth. And then what I saw after that realization really sunk in was a picture that would go back and forth. At times I was solid and the owie things were like little ghost images that would just come to hit me, but they didn't hit me. They just passed right through me and then went down into the soil. And other times they were solid, but I was the ghost. And they would just pass right through me and go right into the soil. And that's because now we were both at such different vibrations. Yes, those exist. Yes, I exist, but not in the same plane. Those things that were there that hurt me, the little silly, dumb, I screwed up things, or that person was mean to me, or they hurt my feelings, they just passed right through me and created the healthier soil. I think some people might see them instead of spitballs and wasps, like little poop emojis coming through. Personally, I do not care for the poop emoji, and I can't wait for it to pass through our social consciousness and go into the past. But hey, if a poop emoji works for you, and seeing it as going to provide mulch to help with your soil to build it up, it's all part of what creates you and creates your garden. And that was worth waking up for, definitely.
I love this experience. I love the story. I so feel it. We've been planting our seeds and we are ready to grow. And yet we can accept our past, good or bad, just accept it as it is, judgment free. Faye, what are you thinking?
Oh, that just hits it. The judgment-free. It's looking at everything that exists within ourselves, within our world. And like the can of worms and the solidity. What do you put solidity to? What do you pay attention to? And as you put that attention to love, you find yourself to be more solid. You find yourself to be, your surroundings to be more solid. You find that platform on the earth to be on which you can live more solid. And you know that these can of worms exist. They are part of who you are, and they were things that you may have experienced. But now you are on this platform within which you can shine, you can be bright. So you use those old to fuel, to nurture basically what will come up. You use the clarity, the energy of that to lift everything up around you, to nurture. It's that beautiful cycle that you can find everywhere on the earth. Nothing ever goes to waste. The worms is what is feeding the new growth within ourselves and within the earth.
Awesome. Well, dear listener, I believe we have created a unsecret society. I believe that we are creating, well, what already exists, the now moment of the Age of Aquarius. This is what we call the love of Nova Gaia. Living in this now moment, free of judgment, free to be you in your perfect form, however that may be. Some of you may have more worms in your garden than others. We have had more lessons in life, more experiences, more ups and downs. There might even be one or two of you that have very few worms in your garden. I've met you. You are wonderful, amazing people that I'm in awe of, because you've always been secure in who you are. What an exciting time to be able to create your foundation of love. Know that you are the co-creator of your own world. To know that there is unlimited love, unlimited energy of possibilities of this moment now. If we choose who we are, if we choose this now moment, then I say choose to be that emerging butterfly and feel that now moment of experiencing this new energy all the time. And keep expanding your wings, your love, your energy, and feed off of the seeds that you've planted that has been recycled and renewed. Step out of the voices and the fears that we have become accustomed to. And we invite you to step into your own love. You are a co-creator. Well, we can keep going and talking all about this conversation for quite some time, so I invite you to join us again next week. Or If you're listening to this, then there may be other podcasts that you can go ahead and play. We appreciate you being here, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram and most social media platforms under Nova Gaia Love. You can go to our website to hear our new podcasts, to read our latest blogs at novagaialove.com. And we also have events and different things that you can find out through our publishing company, waychilllife.com. Thank you so much for being here. And with this note of love and happiness for you all, we invite you into your now moment of the love of Nova Gaia.